It's 10 trivia questions on Prostate Cancer Awareness Month for my friend Alana Ostrin and her work at ZeroCancer.org. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks so much for checking out the show. It has been a while since I recorded some episodes because last week I happened to knock like 7 out in one day. So I usually am doing them day to day or just a few here and there, and I pre-record them and kind of set them all out to go out. And this was the biggest catch-up I've ever gotten to do where I did 7 in one day. So I have not actually recorded in a full week, which is strange for me, but I am glad to be back here at my house with my feet kicked up, holding a microphone near my face. Thank you guys for checking out the show. It comes out every single day. If you like trivia, you're in the right place. We had a little flub yesterday with the NFL episode from my friend Cam Molador. It had only uploaded like the first 7 minutes of the file for some reason. I don't know why I did that. But there is a full version of that up now. So if you are looking to listen to the full second half of the NFL episode from Cam, if you downloaded it or it automatically downloaded to your device yesterday, then just re-download it or refresh your podcast listening app and you should be good to go. It was a 7-minute original episode, and then after I fixed it, it was closer to 11 minutes. I think it was 10 or 11. So just make sure that the time code is about at least 10 minutes long and you'll have the full episode. And again, sorry for that. It's only happened, I think, once or twice before in the over 500 episodes we've done, and I don't know why it happens. I think it's just like a timeout with the uploading and I don't notice it and somehow it still publishes. So there you have it. We have an episode coming up tomorrow that I recorded today with my friends Brian and Jamie on the TV show Cheers. So if you like Cheers, if you're a Cheers head out there, get ready for that episode tomorrow. We do 13 fun questions based on a card game he picked up for me on a trip to the East Coast. Today's episode is about prostate cancer awareness to kind of commemorate Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, which is September. My friend Alana Ostrin wrote to me about a month ago. She said, hey, can you do something for September, just to kind of talk about this. I work at ZeroCancer.org, and we focus on educating people about the disease. So she sent me some facts. So I'm going to read you this paragraph. It's the most commonly diagnosed cancer among American men and one of the leading causes of cancer deaths among men. Every 17 minutes, an American male dies from prostate cancer. That's a little more than 86 deaths per day and 31,620 this year alone. That's enough to fill an entire baseball stadium worth of guys. So get informed and play along with 10 questions on prostate cancer in popular media written by Alana and her group, and check out zerocancer.org if you want more info on this cause. Enjoy today's episode, enjoy the trivia, and check out that website. We're going to jump into those 10 questions right now. Here we go. All right, here are your 10 questions on prostate cancer related mentions in pop culture, as written by Alana Ostrin. She said, many of your favorite actors and authors have portrayed or written about characters that have struggled with prostate cancer in popular media. In honor of September being Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, quiz your knowledge in today's episode and learn about the real-life risks of prostate cancer at ZeroCancer.org or by searching hashtag end prostate cancer on social media. Here's the first question. Number one, in what 1994 movie did Robert Duvall star as a newspaper editor who gets diagnosed with prostate cancer? Number one, what was that 1994 movie with Robert Duvall as a newspaper editor who gets diagnosed with prostate cancer? Number one. Question number two. In what popular medical sitcom of the 2000s did Elizabeth Banks have a recurring guest role as a urologist? Number two. In what popular medical sitcom of the 2000s did Elizabeth Banks have a recurring guest role as a urologist? Number two. Question number three. In what Golden Globe-winning Netflix series does Danny DeVito play, according to the AARP, a chipper urologist? Number three. In what Golden Globe-winning Netflix original series does Danny DeVito play, according to the AARP, a chipper urologist? Number three. Question number four, in what HBO comedy series did Ted Danson's character of George have prostate cancer? Number four, in what HBO comedy series did Ted Danson's character of George have prostate cancer? Number four. Question number five, what beloved character storyline on NYPD Blue includes a serious battle with prostate cancer that, much to the relief of fans, he survived? What was that character's storyline? Number five, who was the character, rather? Question number six, what iconic comedian starred in a one-man stage play titled A Man and His Prostate? Number six, what iconic comedic actor starred in a one-man stage play titled A Man and His Prostate? Number six. Question number seven, Nathan Zuckerman, a reoccurring character in several Philip Roth works, battles prostate cancer in what book by Roth? Number seven, Nathan Zuckerman, a reoccurring character in several Philip Roth works, battles prostate cancer in what book by Roth? Number seven. Question number eight, what 1975 Western by Glendon Swarthout, which the following year was turned into a Western film starring John Wayne in his final film role, features protagonist J.B. Brooks as a notorious gunman who also learns he has prostate cancer? Number eight, what 1975 Western by Glendon Swarthout, which the following year was turned into a Western film starring John Wayne in his final film role, features protagonist J.B. Brooks as a notorious gunman who learns he has prostate cancer? Number eight. Question number nine, which book in a four-part series by Richard Ford features ends with the character Frank Bascom and his wife Sally flying to the Mayo Clinic due to his prostate cancer diagnosis? I think the word ends should be scenes now that I'm reading it. Number nine, which book in a four-part series by Richard Ford features scenes with the character Frank Bascom and his wife Sally flying to the Mayo Clinic due to his prostate cancer diagnosis? And number 10, the last question of the quiz, in episode 2 of the beloved 90s sitcom Northern Exposure, which character tells the town's new doctor that in terms of his medical condition, everything's under control, it's just a little prostate cancer? Number 10, in episode 2 of the beloved 90s sitcom Northern Exposure, which character tells the town's new doctor that in terms of his medical condition, everything's under control, it's just a little prostate cancer? Number 10. Those are your questions for today's quiz. Some are easy, some are tougher. Let's see how many you got right out of 10 in just a second. All right, here are the answers to the quiz on prostate cancer-related questions. Number one, in what 1994 movie did Robert Duvall star as a newspaper editor who gets diagnosed with prostate cancer? That was called The Paper. I remember that movie. I've never seen it. Number one, The Paper. Question number two, in what popular medical sitcom of the 2000s did Elizabeth Banks have a recurring guest role as a urologist? This is one of the only ones I definitely would have got, and it's Scrubs. If I'm not mistaken, JD has a baby with her, but maybe it's somebody else, but I think it's her. Number two. Number three, in what Golden Globe-winning Netflix original series does Danny DeVito play, according to the AARP, a chipper urologist, that is the Kaminsky Method? Saw a trailer for that, but I don't know much about it. The Kaminsky Method. Number four, in what HBO comedy series did Ted Danson's character of George have prostate cancer? I only know one HBO show he's been on besides Curb Your Enthusiasm, and that is Bored to Death, which is the answer here, Bored to Death. Zach Galifianakis and Jason Schwartzman, I think, are on that too. Number five, what beloved character storyline on NYPD Blue includes a serious battle with prostate cancer that he survives? That's Detective and later Sergeant Andy Sipowicz, played by Dennis Franz. Number six, what iconic comedian starred in a one-man stage play called A Man and His Prostate? That was the lead voice of Carl Fredrickson from Up, Ed Asner. Number seven, Nathan Zuckerman, a recurring character in several Philip Roth works, battles prostate cancer in what book by Roth? It's called Exit Ghost. Exit Ghost. Number 8, what 1975 Western by Glendon Swarthout, which the following year was turned into a Western film starring John Wayne in his final film role, features protagonist J.B. Books as a notorious gunman who learns about his diagnosis of prostate cancer. That's called The Shootist. I've heard of it, The Shootist. Number 9, two questions left in this answer session. Which book in a four-part series by Richard Ford features scenes with the character Frank Bascom and his wife Sally flying to the Mayo Clinic due to his prostate cancer diagnosis? That's called The Lay of the Land. The Lay of the Land. And number 10, in episode 2 of Northern Exposure, which character says, "Everything's under control, just a little prostate cancer"? That's Anku. A-N-K-U. Anku. Those are your questions and answers for the episode. Hope you had fun playing along with those. Thank you, Ilana Ostrin and ZeroCancer.org for those questions. And thank you to everyone who's listening that happens to suffer from prostate cancer or know somebody who has. Obviously, it's very apparent in our world, and I hope that whoever you know that has it is getting the treatment they need. And again, if you need resources, go to ZeroCancer.org for more info. It's time for the question today, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. What's the name of the main town in The Nightmare Before Christmas? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Check out Funky Monkey Designs, Inc. at FMDesignsInc.com, rather. That's their website. Check out Funky Monkey Designs at FMDesignsInc.com. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Dan Marino for the NFL player that appears in Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. And there may be other ones in there now that I've asked that question. So if you didn't come up with Dan Marino, if there's somebody else that I don't know that's in the movie that is an NFL player, let me know about that too. And your trivia team name of the day is the Incognito Mosquitoes, which is a short story from a book I had to read in sixth grade in our English book, Incognito Mosquito. That's your trivia team name of the day. You could use that next time you play. If you love trivia, check out skillyworld.com. The link's in the show notes. If you want to win real money playing real trivia every day, skillyworld.com. As always, the theme song is by my friend Brian Foster, a.k.a. DJ Frosty, F-R-A-W-S-T-Y. You can check out all his great songs at soundcloud.com/Frosty, F-R-A-W-S-T-Y. Why? And the bed music for this show is provided by Kevin McLeod, who is on a website called Incompetech, and is just great. Uses a lot of cool instruments and synthetics to create theme songs and bed music for all kinds of different things, and it's royalty free. So check that out at incompetech.com. That's linked in the show notes as well. Thank you guys so much for listening to the show. Thanks for telling a friend about the show, and we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with Buds. Cheers.